Saunders 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's just Jason and Giles at the moment at Taunton Flower Show. We've lost the rest of them, but it's all good because we're still having a fabulous time here. It's a fantastic day out for all the family. £12 at the gate, under 18s, get in free. So do come along. The weather's fantastic. Bring sun cream. The sky is just a perfect blue, isn't it?
It is. There is a few clouds in the sky, but no rain today. It's going to look absolutely awesome. And there is so much to do at the Flower Show. We've lost Craig to the main arena. He's watching some of the spectacular action that's taking place over there. And Terry, we're not quite sure where he is, but he just bought us a lovely slice of cake and a refreshment. So yes. Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry. We are having a fantastic time. I think we're heading over to physical apparatus.
Yeah, well,
tease.
What I saw, because you are the youngest member of Tone FM, and I thought we've done lots of adult stuff, like interviews and stuff, I thought I'd take you to the children's zone.
Oh, isn't that nice? If slightly patronising.
No, it's not patronising at all, because what I've spotted, and you might be able to just see above the tree line, is there's a giant climbing wall.
Oh, wow. Well, stay tuned for that. I think they're setting me up a climbing wall. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're at the Flower Show. Come down. Have a fantastic time.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Giles. We've lost the others. Craig is at the main arena. And Terry is about somewhere, no doubt, chatting to somebody he knows.
He knows everybody. We've had to stop so many times today so we can chat to this darling and that darling. He calls everybody darling as well.
He does. And he knows everyone.
It's absolutely fantastic.
That's the bit we love about him.
We love Terry anyway.
Now, 16:10, I have got you at their climbing wall. And I am so looking forward to this because we have done this before on radio where we've had a challenge. But all the other radio stations have chickened out locally, so it's just you going at the wall, Giles.
And yep.
Are you a good climber?
Suffice to say, no.
How are you at falling?
Very good at falling. Actually, no, not actually very good at falling, considering I broke my wrist in a dance lesson when I fell over.
Well, this is not going to go well, but no. What we're going to try and do, we're going to try and get you on the climbing wall. And it'll work for radio. I might actually Facebook it
I'm
at the same time.
I'm going on holiday on Monday. I better not be injured.
That's fine. Where are you going?
I'm going to Cornwall. I'm going to go to Boardmasters on Saturday.
How are you on crutches?
Crutches? I have never been on them, actually.
Well, you're about to find out, I think. let's have a break for a few minutes. We'll be back with Giles on the climbing wall, and we'll put it on Facebook as well. The Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and it's time for Giles to go on the climbing wall. The confident Giles looks a bit worried now. Giles, it's more children doing this.
The things I do for radio.
Well, yeah, I'm going to Facebook it as well, because it could be worth some money. What's that program you've been framed?
Yes, 250 quid I think you get if you get it on the tower.
I wouldn't worry too much about the harness. If I was you, I'd leave it off. But anyway,
Terry's coming to watch.
Terry's coming to watch as well, so we're Facebook Live it as well. And we'll see how Giles gets on the climbing wall. When you're ready, so Terry, thank you for joining me. Giles is on the climbing wall. He doesn't look very happy, does he?
No, he doesn't. But apparently, he's done this before. So he's now starting it. Now, we don't know whether this is a medium one or whether this is a...
Medium.
Is this medium?
The second hardest. Come on, Giles.
No pressure then, Giles.
Apparently he's going on holiday tomorrow and he's worried he's going to break something.
Well, he's got a rope on him, so...
I asked him not to put the harness on, but...
The red one's the hardest.
So, for entertainment for radio-wise, we're also Facebooking it live, so you can have a look at that as well. He's doing fairly well at the moment, but he appears to be on his way down already. So it's Taunton Flower Show.
I think this is called crossover. Yeah. Trying to cross over to somewhere else.
He looks like he's struggling.
I'm stuck.
What about the one on the right leg? Right leg. You want right one, look. Up. No. Up. Just up. Up. There you go. Just below your foot, there's a yellow one. No.
Sorry. Right, I'm going to leave it there, I think.
Left slightly, up a bit.
If you hear any ambulances heading towards the Flower Show showground, it's for Giles Cosgrove, who's stuck on the climbing wall, and we'll probably need the fire brigade to come and get him down. Anyway, it's Taunton Flower Show, loads to see and do here. We're in the children's area, where there's a great climbing wall, there's magician, there's go-karting, there's loads to do. So if you're not interested in flowers, and why would you be at the age of sort of 12 plus, come down and see the children's activity. 16:10 here with the climbing wall, and hopefully a stuck Giles will get him down at some point. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Giles and Jason. No Craig, he's out and about watching what's going on in the main arena. We've got Giles, who's just, I'll say, completed the climbing wall, shall I?
Can we just say that just for my benefit?
Yeah, you completed it. He made it to the top in under 2.5 seconds. He did really well on the 16:10 wall, didn't he, Terry?
Brilliant stuff. I have to say, brilliant stuff. I mean, we take the mick, but hats off, because I certainly wouldn't go up there. But then I'm not really built for that. I'm only built for comfort. I'm not built for speed or for climbing.
no, mate.
But if you want to go, come and have a go. The yellow wall adult record is 8.5 seconds.
Wow.
Now, that is just mental to get from the bottom of the top, 8.5 seconds. No, it's brilliant. I have to say, I've just been out to the... So I disappeared while you were doing your stuff. I've just been out to the main gate to chat to a few people there, and I can tell you, this is slightly unbelievable, the queue is out of the white gates onto Upper High Street.
That's incredible, incredible. If you're making your way down to Flower Show, don't let that put you off.
No, don't.
They're getting you through the gates as quick as they can. Tickets still available on the gate, unless, of course, you pre-purchased. There is a kind of queuing system as you get to the gate. Read the signs, you go in one row for one thing, one row for another. They get you through as quick as you can.
Well, I have to say, if you see the front gate of Vivery Park, turn right and walk towards County Hall. You can go around the back and then come in at Wilton Gates. A little bit of a walk, but there is a small queue at Wilton Gate, but far, far less than there is there. But please don't be put off, because I can tell you this is a fabulous show.
There's so much to do for the young ones. We've had Giles on the climbing wall. There is go-karting as well. We might get him on that as well.
And Pokemon.
And Pokemon to find, of course, as well. And, of course, the main arena. There's so much. Food, drink, flowers, crafts, everything you want. It's all here. Make sure you make your way down. And we're here, of course. Yeah, come down and see us as well. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Terry, Jason, Craig and Giles at Taunton Flower Show. Craig is out taking photographs, but the rest of us are here at our base for the day. And our base is a fantastic garden summer house. And we've got the man who built these from Forrester's Garden Buildings. They're brilliant. Sheds, it turns out, aren't just from them potting about.
Not at all, not at all. Different varieties. The wonderful Will from... I always take the makeup. Forrester's Garden Buildings. Will, how you doing, mate? All right?
I'm good, Terry. You?
Good to have you with us. Great, absolutely. What do you think of the show? I know you haven't had much of a chance to wander around, and we really need to let you do that this afternoon. What a show.
Oh, it's been fantastic. The buzz, obviously, we're at Wilton Lands this year. I mean, the buzz around here is fantastic. We've got the stage of all the music and the dancers and stuff, the food tent next to us. It's just wonderful, just down this part of the show on its end.
Now, you've been with us before. You were with us last year when we were near the bandstand. And we've been saying all the time we've been down to this, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, whether it's because it's been horrible for the world and for us for ages, but there's a buzz this year. It's difficult to define.
Yeah, there's a real, like a feel-good factor this year. It's lovely. People are talking to people. It's just everything. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of entertainment, good food, good drink. Just a great event for the county town.
Now, of course, you are Forrester's Garden Buildings, and we have the wonderful, I think it's the Quantock Summer House that we've got up here, haven't we? Is that right?
That's right, Terry, we have this year, yeah.
People were coming down and talking to you, and good deals to be had, let's say that, good deals to be had. So if you start looking at, as Giles was saying earlier on, most people look at a shed where, you know, you put your tools in it and stuff like that. And there are some sheds like that, but this one behind us isn't like that. So there's lots of different things you can do with these things.
Oh, there's loads of uses. And I mean, funny enough, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who was asking me to price it up for a possible bar in his garden. But I
wonder who that would be.
I wonder who that could be. A nice gentleman named Terry, might add. But there's loads of uses. A lot of people have them for little craft rooms, for doing painting in and sewing and stuff. Or some gents that go out there have a nice cold beer and stick a telly in there. And
telly and a bed and all sorts of home away from home.
It certainly is. And I was talking to a customer of ours earlier, and they had a summer house off of us, and they said their children had watched Harry Potter in it last night, so they put a projector in there.
Oh,
so what
brilliant
a
stuff.
Great idea.
And what you do, of course, is somebody comes along and says, Will, I want a shed. Basically, you'll give them some advice as to how to prepare the land. Then you come along and it's free. We say free erection, free delivery, free lots. So you just come along, and when you leave, their shed's up and running.
That's it, yeah. We try and make the process as easy as possible. So we, like we say, we come, we deliver and erect, and then as soon as we walk out of the gate, You can walk straight into your new shed, summer house, whatever it is, and enjoy it straight away.
Brilliant. So if I wanted, let's say I wanted the one behind me, what sort of delivery time are we talking about if I wanted one of those?
At the moment, actually, we're very busy, but I mean, we could probably still do it within about 4 weeks at the moment.
Oh, which is grand, isn't it? Absolutely.
Which, to be fair, is pretty decent. We're keeping on top of it best we can.
Yeah,
so,
I'll bet.
Which is brilliant. So, I mean, yeah, things are good.
Okay, Will, thanks very much. That's Will from Forrester's Garden Buildings. We said Unit 1, Lower Nightingale's Farm at West Hatch. You can see details of Will on our website and on our Facebook page. Now, we are at the Flower Show. It's wall-to-wall sunshine down here. You're going to need your suntan lotion, Giles?
I'd certainly need your suntan lotion.
I'm going to have to lend you some. You didn't bring any,
bring a hat. You've got a very lovely hat.
I've got my sporting hat that Craig took a photo of yesterday.
It looks like a cricket hat, I must say.
I have used it as such. It's sort of a multi-purpose hat, really.
Certainly. The shade is in high demand, as is spaces to watch
absolutely.
The main arena. The lights are on. Everything's going to be absolutely fantastic. So head on down. The queues are long, but it's definitely worth getting in. £12, under-18s coming free. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We are at the Flower Show. Come on down and have a great time. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to our coverage of Taunton Flower Show. It's just Terry and Giles right now. We're picking up where we left off last time. We're still by the stream with all the boats going around, and we have the club secretary, Eddie Grant, here. Hello, Eddie.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. Are you enjoying
getting
today?
Getting a bit tired now, yeah.
I'm getting tired too, so yeah. That makes two of us. It's absolutely fantastic what you guys do with the boats. The models are sublime.
Yeah.
They are so detailed. How long does it take to make one of these models?
Anything from, say, 6 months to about 3 years.
Wow. What's the most popular type to make?
Mine is RAF launches.
Awesome. Explain what you guys do at events like these. I mean, obviously,
we got the Evergo boats, which is free to the children. They Evergo... trying to get youngsters interested in model boating, basically. You'd be a candidate ideal to go and have a go. We do that. When we come to these events, we lecture people, talk to them, help them, give them advice. And a lot of people are really interested. I had a guy come this morning. He just bought a kit, and he hadn't actually opened the box. And he hadn't got a clue when I asked him what was in it. So I said...
So when it comes to this... I mean, obviously, they're built from kits. They're not built from sort of balsa wood or stuff like
yes
that.
Yes, they are, yes.
So can you sort of pick up a load of wood and build
one? That's right, yeah. Basically, you can get a plan. You get an ordinary plan. Buy a plan from one of the, what I call model magazines. There's two magazines on the market. If you buy a plan from them, all you've got to do then is to go out, get some plywood, and they send you the instructions how to build it. Or if you don't want to go and buy one, you buy the magazine at the right time. There's a free plan.
Right.
So you just start off with a couple pieces of wood and a plan, and you end up with a boat.
So some of these, I can see over there an RNLI boat, a lifeboat there. So that would have been built from wood, scratch.
No, that's a fiberglass mold.
All right. So does that come in a kit?
Yeah.
Kit form?
Yeah. That's a kit built, and that all comes in sort of sections, and you've got to cut out the windows and things like that. But other than that, that's the quickest and laziest way of building is fiberglass.
Right.
And
brilliant.
Do all of these that are laid out before us, all of them, they all have motors in that can totally work on water?
Biggest part of those on show, you could pick up, throw them in the water, and they'd go. It's that easy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie, the club was formed originally in 1970, but you do actually do sailing here? Is this where you normally sail?
It's our own water here.
Right.
And we do that first and third Sundays.
Right.
From 1 o'clock onwards. On the leaflet I just gave you is 3 o'clock, but we sort of arranged to get here by one, so we're ready to go by three.
And is that summertime?
Yeah, summertime.
But you do meet regularly during the week?
Yeah. We have a meeting once a month. That's a sit-down meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's at West Monkton Village Hall.
Okay.
Starting at 7:30. Anybody that's interested in model boating is welcome to come along.
And how do they get in contact with you?
The telephone number is on there. It's Taunton 01823 283077.
Brilliant. That's Eddie Grant there, the club secretary of Tone Valley Boats. Now, you must come and see these because they're a bit good, aren't they?
They are very, very good.
One thing I was going to ask, Eddie, do they do submarines? Because we've had this silly thing where a submarine shoots a boat, one of the comedy ones.
Basically, one of our past members, he built a submarine, put it in the water, It went wrong on the first mission.
And that was it, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. It's basically, he hadn't thought about things going wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And he built the pump and everything into the submarine, and he couldn't get it out.
But of course, I suppose if you think about it, if you're a model boat enthusiast, you put a submarine on there and it jumps under the water. Not much to see.
These are very much literally scaled down replicas of real life ships and boats. Yeah. They work in pretty much the same way. There are feats of engineering on a tiny scale. I love how you can have speedboats, you can have racing boats, you can have police boats, you can have launches. It's absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely I want to make fantastic. A scale film out of them, just like make a war film or something. Yeah. It'd be fantastic.
We actually got a film from one of the flower shows, where we got an airplane crashing into a boat. The boat sinks, and the fire boats and lifeboats walk out to rescue the people.
Well, I'm going to go and watch that film now. Everybody stay tuned, because we are doing coverage of the flower show until 4 o'clock. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Tickets are to £12. Definitely get in at the door if you can. It's a fantastic day out for all to see and do. It's brilliant. Come down. Stay tuned to Turn FM. It's 107.8. It's fantastic. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We are at the flower show. It's Terry and Giles. We're looking around at the stalls because it isn't just the two big tents filled with flowers. There is far more there than you can possibly imagine. It's brilliant, isn't it, Terry?
It is brilliant. What we've got, Bob here. Now, Bob has been making, I suppose if you look at, well, they're, would they be called hobby horses then, Bob? Or because they're not just hobby horses, are they?
Rocking horses.
Rocking horses.
But they're some of the most sublime rocking horses.
So you do rocking horses and the carvings.
We'll
put a photo up on Facebook for everybody. See, there should be one up there for you by now. So you've got the normal rocking horses stuff, but you've also got just... They are beautiful. 40 years you've been making them.
Thereabouts.
What started you on it? Are you a horse man, or did you...
Just a carpenter. Since I was a kid and liked wood. And so I just liked working with wood. And toys were a good idea, and I liked horses. So I do other carvings here, a dog's, the head there.
That is beautiful.
And there's a deer there, but generally they're horses.
So do you sell them sort of online or stuff, or is it all the commission stuff?
Commission usually. Sell them here, but these are all under half price. It's a lot for these shows.
Right.
And I make quite a lot for... I made one for the Musgrove Hospital, gave that to them.
Brilliant.
And other auspices, they have.
Yeah,
So a lot of charities.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, and I don't do it for a living. I couldn't make a living from it.
No,
I'm
no.
retired anyway, virtually.
So, okay, let's have a look at... you've got two or three on the stall here. This one in front, which is a beautiful white horse on the rocking. How long would that take to make?
About 200 hours.
Right. And would you do that would you do two or three at the same time, or do you say, right, I'm going to do that one and I'm going to do that one until I finish it?
No, I probably would have two or three or four even on the go.
Right. So
in,
you
in
do
a
the...
rough state. Like that one on the end, you see?
Right.
I'd get to that state.
Yeah, yeah.
That stage before I coloured them. And then if somebody comes along for that one, for instance, today and said they wanted it, I'll colour it whatever they like, whatever they want to do. It can have it blue if they like.
So when you started 40 years ago as a carpenter, what were you making then? Were you just like...
No, when I left school, I did my apprenticeship as a slater and tiler, roof work. But in them days, we had to cut the roof as well.
Yeah.
The timber, you know, rather than trusses as today. So I learned to do that as well. But when I was about 6 or 7 year old, that was during the war, I was always tinkering with wood, you know, the Second World War.
Yeah.
I'm a bit older than you.
Not much.
Quite a bit. And so I was always tinkering with wood.
Yeah.
Give me a hammer and a chisel and I was fine.
Right.
I'm not much good at anything else.
Yeah. Bob, you do restoration as well, though. So if somebody comes along with one that's seen better days, you could restore them?
Most of the work I get from this,
yeah.
That's why I've reduced the prices down, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Most of the work I get is restoring old horses. Because people have them, and they're in the attic or somewhere.
Yeah.
I've got one of those, it's in the attic.
Yeah.
I'll do that myself, but they don't restore them sympathetically, and they ruin them.
Brilliant.
That's
Bob, it's been fascinating. They are absolutely brilliant. Now, I picked up your leaflet, and if anybody wants to get in contact with Bob, there is a telephone number, which we'll put up on our Facebook page, and also a website, www.rockinghorseinwatero.co.uk. Bob, absolutely fascinating.
Thanks
very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
They're a bit good, are they not, our gilets?
They are absolutely fantastic. They are beautiful creations.
They are.
It's such a classic talent to be able to carve wood into something as beautiful as that.
I wish I could. I can't do anything with the hand. I can play me drums, and that's about it I can do. Okay, now what we said to you is there's lots and lots of things going on, Dan. It's not just about flowers and plants.
Not at all.
There are craft stuff. There's a glass guy alongside us. There's a pottery guy a little bit further up, and you can come and say hello to Bob. If you've got a rocking horse in your attic and you think, I'd like this to restore, Bob is your man. So come on down to Taunton's Flower Show or get in contact with Bob. Details will be on our website and on the listen again. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Jason, Terry and Giles wandering around at Taunton Flower Show. We've been here all throughout the day and we'll be on air until 4 o'clock. It's absolutely fantastic. The show itself doesn't finish until 6. Doors are still open. Tickets are £12 and under 18s get in for free. It's a fantastic family day out. And there is definitely a chilled summer party vibe to this whole thing. It's a very nice sort of crafty, artsy sort of festival vibe. And I'm catching up with someone from the Somerset Wildlife Trust. Hello.
Hello, my name's Claire and I'm from Somerset Wildlife Trust. I work on the Roots to the River Tone project. And we're here at the Flower Show today. We've got loads of activities for children. We're doing glitter tattoos. We're making seed bombs packed with wildflowers so we get more wildflowers in your gardens. And we're making mini beasts as well.
Now, I know a little bit about Somerset Wildlife Trust because my sister volunteers for them, but the question I'd like to know is, what exactly is a seed bomb? Because does it blow up your garden? I'm not entirely sure.
A seed bomb is an ancient kind of Chinese way of spreading seeds to hard-to-reach places. So our seed bombs have got compost, and then they've got wildflower seeds, and they've got a really nice mix of seeds which are good for bees and butterflies because we want to give them plenty of food. And then it's all wrapped up in clay, and when you get home you can just chuck it on your garden, and then as it rains the seeds will wash into the soil and you'll have some beautiful flowers.
That is a fantastic idea. I love the way you've set this up, and the fact that you've set it up in the shade, considering today's temperatures will be reaching 25 degrees at their height. It's a fantastic place to come when it's a bit hot and bothered.
It is a great place to come and chill out. I think people should definitely come and chill out with us.
I also love that you wouldn't expect the Somerset Wildlife Trust to be doing something like glitter tattoos, but it's still got that wildlife vibe because you can get kingfishers and otters and all manner of things, but as a glitter tattoo, and it's fantastic.
And butterflies, yeah. Too. And butterflies. So, yeah, it's just another way to engage with people and talk about wildlife. And it's amazing how many people have seen otters on the Sherford stream here and also on the River Tone, and finding out about how many people have butterflies in their garden. And people have seen quite a lot of kingfishers along the river as well. So it's really nice to have that opportunity to chat with people and find out what they're seeing. And then we've got an interactive website. And so if you Google Taunton wildlife sightings, you can tell us about what wildlife you're seeing in the Taunton area as well.
That's brilliant. We've got a co-presenter, Craig, who's going around taking some fantastic photos, and he got a glitter tattoo yesterday and it won't come off.
No, they do stay on for quite a while because I've been in the sea and mine is still on me. But you can take it off with baby oil, so they will come off if you need to take them off.
Somerset Wildlife Trust is definitely the place to be if you're into all that sort of thing, or if you just want to find out more about your local environment and what animals are there. Thank you ever so much. Have a lovely day.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah, cheers. Come and find out about wildlife gardening with us as well. We've got plenty of information about how to make your garden wildlife friendly.
Fantastic. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're all here at the Flower Show. Come and join us. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're continuing our coverage of the Flower Show. Jason, Giles and Terry here, and we're catching up with the cadet leader of the Taunton Police Cadets, who are here in full force at the Flower Show.
They are. Mark, nice to see you again.
Yeah, hello there.
Last time we chatted was at Summerfest.
It was.
Now, when we were at Summerfest, we talked about the ethos, because, as you know, I used to be in the job. We chatted about that.
Yeah, we did.
Police cadets were part of the system. Now they're more the volunteer side of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, you're here, presumably, looking to try and get volunteers in, is that what we're here for?
Yeah, we're looking to expand our unit and to get a few more teenagers to join our unit, but it's also to work with the younger generation as well, say that the police are friendly and approachable, and you know, come and see us, come and meet us, and they can try on some kit, get fingerprinted, And it's all about communication.
Do you know, it's funny because since we talked at Summerfest, I've had people contact me who knew I was in the force and have said what a wonderful thing it is and how these guys are real, real sort of ambassadors and doing exactly what you say, showing people that the police aren't there to bite them all the time.
Yeah, that's right. And they're also, the cadets are going into their schools as well, telling them about their experiences and what they do as well out in the community. And it's having a real positive impact onto the young people, you know, in the local schools.
Now, some of these guys are actually going out on patrol. Are they going out on patrol with the normal patrols?
They don't go out with police officers so much, but what we do is we go out and do the farm watch and horse watch schemes and rural crime. So the cadets come out with us, we do work with PCSOs, and then we go out and you know, make a presence in the local community and in the rural areas.
Yeah. So how many of these guys will, what sort of percentage? It might be a difficult question putting you on the spot, but I mean, obviously what we would be looking for these guys to go on and join the force properly.
Yeah, well, there's 12 cadets here today, and I know at least 10 of those want to then go on to become police officers. We've already got one applying to become a special constable who's just turned 18, who's now one of our young leaders. So, you know, it's real encouragement that they want to stay within the police.
And from my experience, it's also very, very good because you can tell as a regular, you know, when you meet a new Bobby that comes along, you can tell if they're an ex-cadet or an ex-PCSO because it's just that little bit. And they've got a little bit of experience already, a little bit of nous.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a couple of the cadets here today who would never speak to a member of the public at all, and now they won't be quiet. They, you know, they carry on talking, they're sharing their experiences, they're gaining all the knowledge of what police officers know and do on a daily basis, which is really encouraging.
Now, do you get, and this might be also putting you on the spot, have you got anybody who's coming perhaps who've had some difficulties in their lives, and this is something that can actually straighten them out? Is probably a little bit harsh, but just to say, point them in the right direction.
Yeah, we actually have got 25% of our cadets that are from vulnerable backgrounds. And then we get them out working in the community and try and, you know, show them the correct path down and work with them as well, which then, again, that they can then go home and it gives a positive impact.
Absolutely.
About what we're trying to do.
I have to say, having seen them at a number of events, Think Amy and other things that we've been involved in, they're an absolute credit. They're a credit to you because I know how much hard work you put into them.
I feel very proud of them.
And to the rest of your leadership team, it's just brilliant.
They are cracking cadets.
They are.
They're very hardworking. They love being out in the community.
Brilliant. Mark, thanks ever so much. Long may it go on, because I think it's supremely worthwhile.
Thank you very much.
Right, that's the cadet leader. That's Mark of these Avon and Somerset Volunteer Police Cadets. And if you want to know anything about them, then go onto the police website, because I'm sure all details will be there. Or you can get in contact with Tone FM by email and we'll put you in contact with those people that can tell you what's going on, because it's brilliant. So if you think you'd like a career in the police force and you're not up to the age that you can get it, then come along to the cadets, because what a good start it is. This is the Taunton Flower Show, day two. And this is Giles Terry, Jason and Craig, who we've lost again, but never mind. We'll find him later on. Do stay with us. We're on air till four. Show is open till six. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Coverage of the Flower Show continuing till 4 o'clock with Craig, Jason, Terry and Giles out and about. And we have caught up with one of our favourite acts from the main stage.
Oh, without a doubt.
It was amazing. It's Ben and his fabulous Birds of Prey.
Ben, hi to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, a good old Yorkshireman by the side of it this morning, don't you remember?
Yeah, one lady said this morning, you talk funny, you're not from round here. That's right, I'm a Yorkshireman,
What a surprise. Now, we saw the show this morning, absolutely brilliant. And we also saw the bravery of the gulls trying to decide which one they were going to have an attack with. What impressed me this morning was that it's not really entertainment. There's an awful lot to do with conservation here.
Yeah, well, I try and make it a bit of both. If you enjoy what you watch, you remember it, don't you? And that's a great thing, isn't it? And just a little bit of the right knowledge, if you're enjoying it, you'll stick with that, won't you? You know, and I don't really do a falconry display. I fly eagles on vultures, and I use the money generated from doing the displays to support a breeding project I've been building for years, you know, with eagles and vultures. And you have to try and get that message across. It's not a poke and stroke stand where I'm going to stick an owl on your arm and your kid can mess about with ice creamy fingers, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Now, they are big, powerful birds.
They're beautiful.
And how long will it take you to... Train may not be the right word, because you said during the show... if they want to do that, they'll want to do that, and you know, and they are actually coming back to me because I'm giving them some food. So there must be an element of trying to get them to do what you want them to do. How long does that take?
With most of the situation, it's about 6 weeks to show its true colours. So in about 6 weeks of working with it, you have an understanding of each other, you know. But I try and do it on a very simple process where the eagle believes that it's making me feed it. I'm not asking it to do a job. So when that eagle takes off and it goes to somewhere that I think it looks impressive and it catches the wind and it looks nice and displays itself well, I put the food out. And then it goes, oh, well, that got me food. And if it tries to do something a bit out of the box and a bit reckless, a bit ropey, then I'll just drop a small bit of food.
Right.
So it goes, oh, that never really worked then. I need to get the bigger piece again, so I'll go back to doing that default.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just basically set a bench where you want to work from.
Yeah. What always amazes me, and I've asked this question before, I mean, they are wild birds. They're not tame birds as
No.
So is it just the call of the food that doesn't make it, you know what, I'm just going to fly 2 miles in that direction?
Well, people say that, you know, you're the guy that feeds them and that, but you won't eat a beef burger if you're scared to death, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have to condition its head and everything, you know? And for that bird to sit there and to tolerate this, you know, and people hold the kids up and, you know, the odd lunatic holds its jackawara over the fence for funnies and that, you know, and they see every shape and size you can imagine. And the one thing I can't train them for is this. I live at home, I have a little quiet place in the middle of nowhere, so that's what takes a lot of time, is getting them in that right place in their head so they will happily sit there and happily fly over a crowd, a galloping horse, a jumping motorcycle.
But they must be happy with you. They must see you as father figure, if you like to put it that way, but they see you as Mr. Safety.
Well, that's
perhaps,
it, yeah, that's it, yeah. You know, wherever that guy in that van is where the food is and where we're working today, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Noisy, they're telling us off a little bit here.
Well, we're getting down to that time of day where we're feeding. When I'm talking to you, you tend to go in and to present invoice, don't you? So right now we are presenting, aren't we? We're talking, and basically they're going, are we on? You know, are we going, you know?
So how many of these do you do a year, Ben?
83 this year we'll have in.
83?
Yeah, 83 this year, yeah.
And all, as you say, the money goes to your project of
my full-time job is I'm a commercial seagull scaler with falcons. I work on airports, helipads, industrial units, chemical factories,
right.
And I remove and scare problem seagles from areas.
Well, sure, you scare me, one of them come.
Not with them, though. You know, doing the post round in a Bugatti, but like I use the falcons for that, yeah? So that meant that the money I can generate from this goes back into this now. I aren't just living off that money, I'm living off my own income now. So that's great, because it meant that I put my Stella seagulls together, my white-headed vultures, my hooded vultures, I've got white-back vultures, Rupel's griffin, all these really beautiful things that they're big money birds. This is a big money game for somebody, and I am a man with money, you know.
So the big question then, have you ever got one? Has one ever lost? You've lost one?
Yeah. But you don't lose it if you don't fly. You know, I lost one at the Bath and West Head in about 5 days.
Right.
And I still owe a massive thanks to the lads at the Yeovil Naval Air Base who caught him back for me, you know.
No, I remember that was one of yours. I remember But then that must as you say, they're wild animals, and they're occasionally they're going to go, you know,
well,
what?
Well, I let my birds go. I let my birds go at places you wouldn't let your dog off a lead.
Yeah.
You know? And they're birds of huge open areas, and they're fit and they're confident and they know what to do.
Yeah.
But it's often tricky, isn't it?
Brilliant. Ben, brilliant, mate. Thank you ever so much. Got to say, and I'm sure my boys will admit, or certainly Giles will, highlight of the show for me.
Great.
I'll be honest.
Thanks very much.
And good luck with the breeding program, because that's really important. Giles, what do you think? Were they a bit good?
More than a bit good. A 9-foot wingspan, come on, that must trump everything. These birds are gigantic.
I must admit, there were some real brave seagulls.
They are bigger than house cats.
Yeah,
they're
real brave
huge.
Seagulls. You still have an opportunity to come down and see these boys and girls. They are here. Come and say hello to Ben. It's part of the fantastic day 2 of the Flower Show, which has been, in my opinion, the best ever. And you still need to come down and say hello. And we're on air until 4 o'clock. Show's open until 6. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We are, well, we're not entirely in Vivey Park at the moment because we've come a bit out of the way because we've come to the cricket ground, because that's where they're storing all the horses and all the props and stuff for the Knights of Arkley.
Yes.
Got the name right.
Absolutely right. Yeah, this is Taunton Deane Cricket Field, and here we are right in the bottom corner, and we're with Penny. Good afternoon, Penny. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Very well. Having a lovely time.
I bet. Now, I've been told, I've got to be honest, we haven't seen the show yet because we've had to do other things, but one of our party, Craig, has seen it and said it's absolutely wonderful. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we do two different performances here. In the mornings, we have the noble challengers of the realm, where the noblemen go and demonstrate their skills in skills at arms and lots of different things like that. And then in the afternoon, they come back for the grand jousting tournament, all dressed as knights with their horses all costumed up, and they joust against each other. And there's lots of nasty, dastardly deeds from the horrible Black Knight and his friends.
So how did this all come about? Is it, obviously it's a medieval show of some sort. How did it all sort of start?
Well, we've been doing this for 45 years.
Oh, just a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years, and we started when we lived on the edge of London, which is where the name comes from. Arkley is a part of Barnet in Hertfordshire. And we were all, a group of us, at a local riding school livery yard with our own horses, just doing ordinary things, you know, showing and jumping and whatever. And the local round table asked us if we could put something together to celebrate the Battle of Barnet. And we got together with a few friends and we sort of did a little bit of a joust, and several people saw it and said, can you come and do it for us?
Really?
And it started there, and it just has grown and grown and grown.
So how many of these shows do you do in a year then?
It varies. It can be anything up to sort of 20 or 30. We go right all over the world.
Now, do you really?
Yes, we
so
do.
That was just about to say something else. Yeah. You brought that one in.
You know, we've been as far as Dubai. We've been to Dubai and done the International Horse Show there.
Right.
The Princess Highland Show.
Now, do you do anything? Do you link with any other people that do sort of the bigger reenactments, battle reenactments or something like that?
No, we're not actually reenactors as such. It's an entertainment.
So it's a show.
Yeah,
so,
it's very much a theatrical show, and we use professional riders. All the lads that ride out, that you see riding out there, they're all doing other things in the week. They right. Most of them are working on films and that kind of thing, or working with horses.
Are there any of the films that we would know at all, or no?
Well, yes. I mean, two of my riders have been working on Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
And I understand they're back there in September for the last, it'll be the final series, yes. But they've been doing that. So if you watch the show this afternoon, the Black Knight, he did a lot of the battle scenes on the last.
Talking of things like that, is this show more theatre or stunts?
Stunts are very much one-off things, and this obviously is a live show, so you can't, when stunts are done for films, they're set up and then the whole thing's edited very carefully, so what you see is not what really happened in real time. But out there, everything we do is in real time.
Yeah.
So yes, it's all put together very carefully. More or less we know what's going to happen. You can't always predict what's going to happen. Things go wrong, and we do encourage all the lads to sort of go and ad lib and get involved with the crowd and so on. So we very much kind of we take it on the wing a bit, but it's live theatre.
So live theatre, obviously, live theatre has a writer. Who writes this?
Well, it's just evolved itself. It kind of just evolves organically. We have a sort of basic structure, and then it progresses, and things change over a season. We will change things. We'll put things in. We see things that work, things that don't work. We move things around, and it just evolves itself, really.
Must be a bit of a nightmare for your health and safety officers.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to see that in the main arena. Looking very much forward to that. It's Knights of Arkley. Tone FM are covering the flower show, aren't we?
Oh, we are indeed. We've been here for ages.
We'll certainly be
watching that, and we'll be here until 4 o'clock, and this is one of the highlights. Craig's already seen it, told us how good it is. We'll have a quick look at this one without a doubt.
I'm going to reserve my seat because it gets packed when the show comes
it
on
does.
So I'm
nice.
Going to be there on a seat.
We may actually be off air by the time it comes on, but what we might do a Facebook Live.
We'll try and do a Facebook Live.
Where's the best place to sit?
Anyway. Near to the dais on the members' side, because you'll be right behind me then, and they'll be lining up in front of you, and you get really close to the action, and you'll be able to hear the crowd. You'll pick that up as well.
Brilliant.
Well, we know exactly where to sit. Stay tuned.
We do. Right, stay tuned to us. We're on air until 4 o'clock, and then after that, we'll be doing some more Facebook Live stuff all the way through to the show close at 6 o'clock. Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8, Tone FM. I'll say Craig, but I have no idea where he is.
We went off with some piece of kit. I don't know what it was called.
Oh, a camera.
Looking for the lesser-spotted Craig carrying an eight-foot camera lens.
Yeah, it's just very strange.
Other than that, of course, it's Jason, Terry and Giles. And I will say, we are at the end of a mammoth session.
Good, hasn't it
Taunton
been?
Flower Show 2016. I think we need to sum it up.
Biggest outside broadcast we've ever done.
I think it's the longest.
It's the longest. Last we did Carnival, didn't we? But we split that. We did a bit during the afternoon, a bit during the evening. I think continuously, because we've been on air since 8 o'clock this morning, it's our longest one. But I have to say,
it's
best ever.
It.
Best ever.
It is. We must thank very much Young Will and Forrester's Garden Buildings. Yay. He provided us not a shed, well, a shed and a deluxe summer house this
Quantock
year.
Quantock Summer House.
The Quantock, and it's been an absolute pleasure, gentlemen, being involved with you guys for the 2 days.
Well, you've actually been here with us all day today. Oh, and all day yesterday. You've been, in fact, well, we've been going around taking interviews and doing stuff.
You've been manning the
battlements back here.
I've been holding the fort and dealing with all the Tone FM fans flocking towards me.
You've been doing a great job.
Holding the summer house.
Holding the summer house and giving out autographs and signing photos. But no, it's been a great weekend.
Yeah, whole different story about
it's been fantastic. You can still come on down. The show's open until 6 o'clock. We're going off air very shortly, but the show is still open until 6 o'clock. And I got to say, if you don't come down, you don't know what you're missing.
Jack, it's been a pleasure. The day's been fantastic. I hope you all enjoyed our coverage of the Flower Show. From 8, it's coming up to about 4 o'clock now. It's time to pretty much end.
Yeah, do you want to just do the one thing you want to do? Because I know you want to do it. Is there a certain show on a certain day that you want to do?
I completely forgot about that. I was going to go without that.
We tried to forget about it.
Get your plug in.
I'm on tomorrow from 8 till 10 with The Edge. We've got new Billy Talent and Don Brocco, as well as Panic at the Disco's fantastic brand new cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, and news about Green Day. So tune in from that with me and Josh Searle from 8 till 10 tomorrow.
Right, you can go now. You've done your plug.
No. Completely forgot about
that. Very quickly, Giles, best thing that you've seen and done?
Johnny Kingdom. Without a doubt.
He was. For me, it was you getting halfway up the climbing wall and getting a bit shaky, a bit scared when you got halfway. Terry, what about you?
Giant birds and courageous seagulls is probably my best. That was absolutely brilliant. It was ridiculous.
I'd like to ask Will, but poor Will hasn't seen a lot of the show.
You had a little bit this afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, to be fair, I've had a couple of hours of wandering, but for me, being here, listening to all the great music on the stage here at Wilton Lands has made the days absolutely fly by, and some real talent here today.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. It's been absolutely fantastic. We are a great crew. They are a great crew. My thanks personally to Jason, who's pulled all this together.
Yeah, cheers, Jason.
Kept it all going throughout. But I think the last word is to Will, because without Will, we wouldn't have had this the fantastic Quantock Summer House. Now, if you want anything to do with sheds, summer houses, whatever, Foresters Garden Buildings, all together now, Unit 1, Nightingale Farm. I'll get it right. Unit 1, Nightingale Farm, Lower West Hatch, Taunton. Got it right that time?
M1.
M1.
Wow, two.
It's only taken him 40 links to do that, but well done, Terry.
Right, stay tuned to Tone FM. There's lots and lots of good music coming throughout the station. I hope you've had a brilliant day. We'll have lots of stuff up on Facebook for you to see. Jace will be getting some of the interviews back up on Listen again as soon as we can. But it's been... I can't tell you how good this has been. So from all the team here at the 2016 Taunton Flower Show, please have a brilliant rest of the weekend and stay with us. This has been Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.